I'm on holiday.
Oh, in
August. Oh, you're going to wait a while, yeah, thank you.
Oh, yes, about 4 weeks. I will wait till these two efforts come back again.
Oh. Same. And you're going to stay here in the park of the Argentina?
That's right.
And Bruno?
That's right.
He's okay, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's a good boy, really.
Oh, yes.
I bet his mum will not be pleased to see him when he gets home, eh?
Well, I'm glad he's going for that reason.
Yeah, I'm glad you're going too. It's all arranged.
Yes. Well, can you tell him about this extra day business? You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I think the point is that even if you get the extra day, well, you get the plane.
Oh, I see.
See,
I don't want to cause a lot of trouble, but between you and me, you know,
I don't think it's worth it, quite honestly. I think you'll be just as happy coming home on the Saturday.
Well, I feel that way too.
And then you have a rest on Sunday, start work on Monday. You would have done what you've requested to do, and you'll enjoy it.
I think so too,
mate. I don't even worry about that if I were you. I don't think it's worth it. It's not worth you causing trouble and unpleasantness, is it?
No.
And Bruno won't be sore to get home, I'll tell you that much.
Won't he?
No. He won't be sore to get back to London. When he's been there a few days, he'll say, oh, blimey, soon we'll be going back. He looks upon this as home now.
I suppose he does. But he talked about staying in Italy for a while, and I'll
come back on my own. That's up to him, but I've got an idea that he'd be glad to get back to London.
Yes, you're quite right, probably.
I think he's, well, in fact, I'm sure I'm right. Anyway, you wait and see.
All right. Solve that one, then.
Hello.
Hello.
What is the saying? Enough is as good as a feast.
Yes, that's right.
Sufficient unto the day thereof.
That's right.
I'm going more religious today.
Are you? That's a new one for you.
No, I'm just joking. I think that both of you will be quite happy to get back to London. You will enjoy the trip, of course, very much. It's only natural that you should, and particularly Bruno, with his mamma and papa everything. But I'm sure that he will not be sorry to come back to London. I think he has changed like, well, one would expect one to change. After all, when you are young, I think he will find that everything will be very, how you say, quiet, and he will soon be glad to get back to what he calls his new life.
Well, in a way, it's a thing, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is as well, because after all, he is settled now. He is happier here. There's more for him, more opportunity later. Not yet, perhaps, but if only he is patient and doesn't get over anxious about too much too soon. He's got to learn to be patient. I think he will have no trouble, no difficulty, but he must be sensible. I'm glad he is going home. It is very necessary he is going home to see his mother and papa and family, you know, but it would be very foolish to extend the stay, because I'm sure I'm right, that although he may like to stay a day or two in Milan or something like that, I think that he will be very relieved to get back to London, because he is going to be, he knows what he is going to expect, you know?
Yes.
Everyone will be crowding around him, asking him all sorts of questions which he does not want to answer, and although he would love to see his mama and papa and family, he will be looking forward to getting back. Of course, he may stay there too in Milan if he wants to, but somehow I think he'll be quite relieved and glad to come back with you on the same plane. You will see. You will see.
Is there anything you want me to do while I'm in
Castellet? No, I don't think so. What is there that you can do for me?
Not really.
Castellet, in a way, means very little to me. It is my best place, but it is, after all, said and done. Something in the remote past. Where a man is born, perhaps, is important in a way when you are thinking in earthly terms. But what is important is how you live, not where you are born or where you die. Well, I'm very glad you are going, because I think it will be very nice for you, very good for you to have a holiday and visit people you like, the Montanaro family. They are very kind, very nice people. And I expect you will see Signora Radici.
Yes, I want to go and see all of them if possible.
Oh, I think you should go.
Wouldn't be anything doing on the
with your
new monument?
No, I don't think that. Quite frankly, I don't think anything will be done. I think if anything is done, it will be you putting some flowers there for me.
Yes, well, I thought of having something really nice.
Why don't you have a wreath of laurel or something that will last, and just some red, white, and green, and perhaps English ribbon as well, and a little card, and perhaps. Who knows?
Well, I thought it
will last, whereas the flowers will die in the heat of the sun in a matter of hours.
I thought of getting a laurel wreath and then having a broad piece of blue ribbon, and then if Grandma Leslie or someone could paint the Valentine Memorial Guild across it, it would be rather nice. It would be a sort of memento of England and the guild. Would that be all right?
Yes, it would be very nice.
Excellent idea.
Yes. Good. I think that it is much more sensible. The flowers are very beautiful, but it is a wicked sham because they just die in the heat of the sun.
Yes.
Besides, a laurel wreath will last for a long, long time and can stay there indefinitely.
Well, that's what happened to the one we took before, you know. Within a few hours, they were all withering.
You know, you did not think for one moment that you would be going to Italy this year.
No.
But it has all come about and everything is being made smooth for you. You will have quite a happy time, and of that I am quite sure. And there is some talking of you going to Palermo.
Yes, right, yes.
Well, that would be very nice, but somehow I don't think that will happen.
No.
I think, after all, it is necessary. Necessary that Bruno should stay with his people as much as possible, and he will want to see his sister. So you will perhaps go to Medici. That will be nice to be a change for you.
Yes, please, someone else to go to, won't it?
Of course. So you think you are going to find some new spots in Castellaneta?
Well, I thought I was trying to get down into the room.
No, please, don't think about that. It would be suicide. It would be dangerous. Don't be so foolish.
Didn't you used to play down there or something when you were a child? No?
No, not in the ravine itself. But there were places around where one could play, but it was perhaps rather dangerous, but I was always foolish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I should not like you to come here through falling into the ravine of Castellaneta.
That's as good a way as any of them.
Nonsense. You have got some years yet, I hope, to continue on your side, because there are things that you will do which will help people and which will help you too. Besides, it is not good to come here like that.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you will visit my house again.
Yes, I hope so.
Good.
By the way, Rudy, was there ever any buildings or houses or anything in front of your house?
Not to my remembrance, no. At the side, yes. At the back, yes. At the front, no. I do not remember. Because, mind you, you must also remember that I was very young. I could not have been more than 7 or 8 when I leave there, you know.
Yes.
I was not very old. My early childhood was spent there, but the rest of the time was spent in Tarano.
Mm-hmm. And those rooms or whatever they are on the ground floor, what were
they? Oh, at one time that was all the house.
Oh.
At one time that was all one house. My father had his, what you would call, surgery underneath at one time. And there were big double doors there at one time, and the animals would be brought in there and treated, you know.
Yes.
It was his, what you call, surgery.
Mm.
I think that is the English word, surgery.
Well, really, dispensary.
Dispensary. That is so. But you know, really, I have the sense of humor because so many things they say that are incorrect. It is so stupid, you know, some of the things they say. This was the bed. That is not the bed. And this was something else. That is not so. Even at school, they say they have found my desk. I sat at many different desks at different times. Every one of those desks could have been one I sat at. We were moved around often. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Unimportant.
The school, is it the same one that is there now that you went to?
The little old school is still there, I believe. But many things have changed. Of course, you see, the old part is the part which I knew. At the back.
Yes.
Round by the cathedral. You must go there because that is the interesting part. That is the real part. That is the part of my mama and papa. And I remember my sister, everyone, you see.
Yes.
The modern part, the more recent part. Of course, the main street is much the same. There have been new fronts for shops, but most of it is much the same.
Well, apart from knowing
that
Lucia and the Montanaro
family,
do you think there's ever anything going to be done at Castro
Venezuela?
Are we
going to
ever do anything there?
Well, I don't know. Does it really matter? I suppose in a way it matters. Of course, there is this talk of that they will turn my house into a museum, you know, but I think it would be very nice, but... If I am to go by what has already been done, not that I do not appreciate, but they don't really know anything about me. That is the extraordinary part about everything. It is someone like you or Leslie or someone who really knows more detail and can supply the material. It needs someone there to be behind it, you know.
Yeah.
Perhaps it will come, but I'm not concerned. It matters little to me whether they do anything or whether they do not. I think that our main idea is to bring prosperity. I suppose that is human and natural. I don't mind. Why should I mind? The memorial, it is not exactly a Rodin statue, or well, I don't know quite what you would call it. It looks more like an advertisement for some special coffee. No, seriously, I appreciate it very much. But, I don't know. I am much more concerned with the little memorial over the house, which is artistic and which was put there by people who had never met me, who were not concerned with Castellaneta particularly, but did it out of remembrance for me. It was done at a time when, well, I had not been dead so long, and it was subscribed by people, ordinary people.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hate to give the impression that I do not appreciate what has been done. I do. But I don't feel important myself. I just feel that if Castellaneta was to have done something in remembrance of me, it should have been done soon after, and not all these years later, when it is obviously for a purpose to attract attention to the place. And, well, perhaps I'm being unkind.
I don't think so. The one thing that troubles me is that Castellaneta is such a tremendous long way away from here that neither Lynn or Leslie or any of us, we can't be behind what you suggest in any way because it's too far.
Well, the ways and means are found. You will be surprised. Now, for instance, this year, you did not think you were going to Castellaneta. You thought it was the most impossible thing that could happen to you. But you're going.
That's right.
I know you can say, oh yes, you promised me book care, but it is not here. Huh? But when you have it, I want you to have a good one, you know, a good picture, a good print.
Mm.
It will come, that I promise you. If I am delayed in getting it for you, it's not my fault. It is the other people that I have to impress. I have to do things. You'd be surprised what I have to do to try to do certain things to bring about prophecies that I know will benefit or at least give some pleasure to you.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Don't blame me if sometimes things don't come to pass quite as quickly, you know.
No, I don't blame you for anything.
Thank you very much. I don't think you blame me for anything, except in...
Except what?
Nothing. Nothing. I was just thinking. I think you are in common with a lot of other people like Lynn. Sometimes they seem not cross. You don't ever get cross with me, but neither does Lynn get cross with me. But sometimes I suppose you think if it hadn't been for me, perhaps it would have been better.
Oh, it would never be that.
Well, I don't know. You live in memories.
But
the future is important. I wish I could do more for all of you, but I'm grateful for the opportunities that present themselves, that I can help people, because that is my main interest, to help people, to comfort people, to give them a new way of life, if possible, to make them conscious of the importance of this life, and to try to have more realization and balance in yours. You know.
Yes.
It is not easy, but I do what I can. Give my love to Brunovsky, I should call him.
Brunovsky,
yeah, I will. Tell him not to worry. He will have quite a pleasant time, and not to worry about the extra day. If he wants to stay longer, there's nothing to stop him from staying longer, but you must come back.
Yes.
I think it is wise, but I have a very strong feeling he won't be sorry to come back. I think he knows that in himself. He was sorry to leave his mama and papa, that is natural. But he's young, he's got his whole life before him. Here there is more opportunity, and he must try very hard to be patient and not to be discontented, and to realize that the long term, that it, the long term policy will be worth it. Not to be despondent because he cannot do exactly what he likes at the moment. When the time comes, he will have more freedom, more able to do things, and he'll be much happier. But he must be patient about all things. I must go now, but it has been nice talking with you, and to you, Leslie, happy holiday and bon voyage. Thank you. And enjoy yourself away from everything. I will, your mama, she sends all her love and blessing to you. Oh, goodbye.